Good morning and happy Christmas Eve, Vineyard family and friends. Here we are on Friday, December 24th already, and we are nearing the end of our Christmas devotional. As we have been doing, I invite you to take 2 minutes of silence and stillness before God. Just pause this podcast and have that moment of focus on Him. Welcome back. Today, the verse that we're reading is the exact same verse that we read yesterday. So I will read it again now. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is John chapter 1, verse 14. Here's the devotional. Imagine Christmas Eve all those years ago and how, in just a few short hours, the world would be forever changed. I imagine Mary was exhausted after her long and arduous journey to Bethlehem, exhausted and in pain, having carried this baby for 9 months. I wonder if contractions and active labor even began on Christmas Eve as her body prepared to deliver a miracle. This soon-to-be-born miracle was God in the flesh. Over my years of following Jesus, I have felt powerful experiences of God's love. Many times, however, I don't particularly feel His love. Do you know what I mean? My prayers, my reading of scripture, my worship can sometimes feel sort of flat. In these moments, we imagine God is distant, doesn't care, or we have somehow driven Him away because of our sinfulness. Most of us feel this at one time or another. Author Rich Viotas offers a helpful thought as when we experience this lack of feeling. In this uneventful moment, God purifies us of the false god of good feelings. Wow. Sit with that for a moment. I'm going to read it again. In this uneventful moment, God purifies us of the false god of good feelings. What can we do when we don't particularly feel the love of God? One of the often spoken commands in Scripture is to remember. When you do not feel particularly loved by someone dear to you, you remember their past actions and words, right? And it grounds you. In the same way, we remember the most wonderful act of God in sending His Son into this world as a tangible act of love. This Christmas, let us remember the God who loves us. No matter how we may feel at this moment, let us remember the God who demonstrated His love for us by drawing near to us through His Son, Jesus. Let us remember the God who made His dwelling among us. Reflect on this. When you don't particularly feel the love of God, how do you normally respond? In addition to the birth of Jesus as a demonstration of God's love for you, recall a time in your life when God's love was made known to you in a very real way. Hold on to that memory for a moment and give thanks. As we end for today, I invite you to take another 2 minutes of silence and prayer with God to contemplate these things. We'll see you tomorrow.